Good afternoon. So since last June, there's been a multi-state outbreak of Shigella sonii infections occurring across the United States. It's affected 18 different states and the District of Columbia. There's been 175 infections reported. 58% of those have occurred in Oregon. The vast majority of cases have been amongst men, leading investigators to conclude that the outbreak is spreading among men who have sex with men. Shigella causes an estimated 500,000 infections in the United States each year. Shigella sonii is the most commonly reported species. Transmission occurs from direct or indirect fecal-oral contact, mainly through person-to-person spread, although contaminated food and water does occur. The organism is highly transmissible, with as few as 10 to 100 organisms leading to infection. Incubation period is usually 1 to 3 days, but can range anywhere from 12 hours to 1 week. Shigellosis is classically characterized by bloody diarrhea or dysentery. Other symptoms include non-bloody diarrhea and fever. The illness is generally self-limited, but severe complications do occur. In high-income countries, children, travelers returning from low-income countries, MSM, and people infected with human immunodeficiency virus are at high risk for infection. In low-income countries, persons with inadequate access to hygiene and sanitation are at risk, including refugees and internally displaced persons. The objectives of this outbreak were to identify risk factors, to implement control measures, and hopefully prevent future cases. We identified cases through routine laboratory reporting. A case was anyone with a culture-confirmed Shigella sonii case matching in Oregon matching the outbreak strain from June 2015 to April 2016. We interviewed cases with an outbreak questionnaire and performed medical chart reviews when available. There were 102 cases reported, making it the greatest number of outbreak cases of Shigella reported in Oregon history. 7 counties were affected, although 80% of infections occurred in Multnomah County, which is where Portland is situated. The median age was 43 years old, with a range of 18 to 90 years. 40% of people reported bloody diarrhea, and 45% of people were hospitalized. Although several people were severely ill, no deaths occurred. This epidemic curve shows cases in Oregon from June through April. For the first 14 weeks of the outbreak, infections occurred exclusively among men, many of who reported having sex at venues around Portland and with multiple partners during their incubation period. Given this, we presumed that transmission was occurring sexually, and so we targeted our efforts towards that population. We notified local health officers and asked them to alert clinicians caring for MSM and HIV-positive patients. Additionally, flyers, as pictured here, were posted in STD clinics, adult bookstores, and bathhouses. However, at the end of October, a case occurred in a woman, and during November, 5 more cases occurred in women. Five out of six of these women reported experiencing homelessness. This slide outlines some of the key characteristics of the outbreak. Men outnumbered women 3 to 1, and 68% of men self-reported being MSM. 44% were homeless, and among people with known values, 40% of people who were housed reported some contact with the homeless during their incubation period. 37% were HIV positive, and 62% reported some drug or alcohol use. This epidemic curve shows all cases as gray bars by month, and then shows MSM and homeless cases as white and yellow lines, respectively. You'll note that the lines intersect in early November, and using this as a cutoff, the prevalence ratio being MSM prior to November was 3.3, and the prevalence ratio being homeless after November was 3.8. Given this shift, we refocus our outreach efforts towards the homeless population. We again alerted local public health and safety net clinicians about the outbreak. We performed environmental health inspections at several soup kitchens that were mentioned amongst persons that were infected with Shigella. Additionally, we created this flyer and posted this around various locations in Portland. We also provided information and hand sanitizer to homeless outreach workers to distribute to their clients. And lastly, as a result of our recommendations, public restrooms in downtown Portland are being redesigned to have soap dispensers. So in this outbreak, infections began in the MSM and shifted into the homeless population. An unexpected event, infections in women were the first clue to this epidemiologic shift. We don't know why this occurred, but we do have a theory. One of the first cases who was both homeless and MSM reported attending a group sex event at a tent city in downtown Portland. We hypothesized that this was possibly a point of introduction into this community, and then additional factors propagated the outbreak. Specifically, we think that precipitation may have played a role. Oregon experienced record rain in the winter of last year. And if we look at cases on the epidemic curve of persons who are not homeless, there does not appear to be any visual correlation between cases and rain. But if we do look at it by homeless cases, it appears to be spikes in cases occurring 1 to 2 weeks after spikes in precipitation. We hypothesize that the heavy rain led to behavioral changes in this population that may have propagated the outbreak, such as overcrowding, as well as difficulty maintaining proper hygiene and sanitation. So in summary, this is the largest Shigella outbreak in Oregon history. It began among MSM, who are a known group that's at high risk for Shigella infections, and spread into the homeless population, a group that's not previously been described as being high risk. We believe that heavy precipitation may have propagated the outbreak, and our next step is to perform a formal analysis to investigate this. We recommend that investigators frequently review epidemiologic data for unusual events as occurred in this outbreak. Additionally, given our experience in this outbreak, as well as two other known recent outbreaks of Shigella sonii amongst homeless populations, we recommend that homeless people be considered at high risk for Shigella infections. To this end, we recommend adding a question about homelessness to standard Shigella questionnaires. I'd like to thank everybody who participated in this, in particular my colleagues at Multnomah County. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have time for just a couple questions.
Hi. Greg Gandola from Florida Department of Health in Polk County. You mentioned that this was a outbreak strain. What were the characteristics of the strain? I guess the other question related to that would be, had this appeared at all in any other part of the population, Multnomah County, especially children?
So to answer your first question, the outbreak strain was defined by the PFG patterns, which are shown here. As some of you are probably aware, Shigella actually has multiple PFG patterns that can shift in a given outbreak, and there's actually five in this outbreak, but that's how we defined the outbreak strain. And then your second question was whether or not other populations were affected?
Within the county, yeah.
So the vast majority of cases were either MSM or homeless, although there have been several cases that were outliers that don't report either of those, being a member of either of those populations.
And antibiotic sensitivity on this? I'm sorry, did I not pay attention?
No, these are extra slides.
Okay.
I'm an EIS officer. I think there was 44 clinical antibiotic sensitivity tests that were performed, and all strains were sensitive to Cipro and resistant to AMP and Bactrim. And then additionally, CDC performed azithro sensitivity testing on 11 of the strains, and they were all resistant to that, which is an emerging problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick question, quick answer.
All right. Just curious if, based on PFGE or any other information, any thoughts about cases outside of the county or outside of the state, people moving around?
That was actually, we assumed that there would be more spread like up the I-5 corridor. We haven't heard of very many cases in Seattle or down in California, although they have reported some of the cases in the multi-state outbreak, but none, to my knowledge, are homeless.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.